This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
To the best of our ability, but Brandon Adams joins us at 1:20 on Tuesdays from Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. BA, how are you?
I will also try to answer questions to the best of my ability, although I'm sure I'm not as successful at that as y'all are.
Look, man, it's all we can do. All we can do is try our hardest, and then we'll sort of see where the chips fall. We didn't get a chance to talk about this last week because the details hadn't come out fully on Tuesday. I think they came out Tuesday night. Just about all of the money that the Georgia Athletic Department is going to get from the revenue sharing model, $13.5 million of it going to the football program. What was your, I guess, kind of first blush reaction to that now that you've had a week to process it? Where are you at with that?
I think the big question is how much the NIL still exists on top of this? Because if we were to say, okay, well, now the pie of money you're paying players with is $13 or $14 million, that leads me to believe a lot of players in 2025 are going to be making less money than their counterparts would have been making a couple of years ago. Because, you know, I do think we have lived in a world the last couple of years where, and I don't mean this in any way disrespectful, the solid starter across the sport, the guy who's like a part of the starting 11 but not necessarily showing up on the magazine covers, I think that guy's been paid pretty well recently, and I don't know how much that necessarily continues moving forward. But I think the most interesting thing to see, we don't have resolution on this yet, although I would suspect it's going to be, you know, pretty significant, is how much there is still the sort of fundraising and the NIL, and how much of that ends up being a supplement over the regular revenue sharing. And not to get too deep in the weeds, people don't like court case stuff, but, like, you know, the Oregon legislature is fighting to keep NIL deals.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, confidential, which means that the clearinghouse that's run by Deloitte, that's sort of measuring the fair market value of these deals, I have a sneaking suspicion that's not going to hold up legally, and that whether it be legislatures change laws or courts sort of strike down the proposition, I sort of still think even in a revenue-sharing world, we're probably going to still have a good number of NIL deals. It sort of feel like what the last couple of years have been. That's my best guess, anyway.
Yeah, Dan Lennon think he's slick out there.
He think he real slick.
Feels out like there. A tough state to get that kind of thing passed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he think he's slick.
You
out
might
there.
Be able to do it somewhere else, but I don't know about there.
Hey, BA, week away with next week. Yeah, spring ball starts up next week. Damn, it's already that time right now. I mean, give me some of your initial thoughts. I mean, my biggest thing, and I always say this: don't nobody get hurt, BA. Don't nobody get hurt and got to come into training camp banged up, because for some reason it seems like at Georgia with Kirby, if you're scheduled to miss 1 or 2 weeks, you miss a month.
Yeah, that's true. And obviously you're going to have a long list of, and Kirby will start off rattling through all the labrum surgeries and stuff like that. I mean, the list of guys that won't be fully participating will probably be pretty long. I don't put a lot in that. I'll tell you right now, the thing I'm the most interested in is if you go back and look at the combine from last week and you listen to Tate Ratledge, and if you listen to Trevor Etienne, and if you listen to some of the guys who were there wide receiver-wise, Arian Smith, whatnot, a lot of Georgia players were pretty candid in their belief that the Georgia offense a year ago wasn't as good as it needed to be. And in the case of Ratledge, specifically the offensive line wasn't as good as it needs to be. Sometimes Kirby Smart's not nearly that candid. I am going to be really interested to hear when Smart speaks to open the press conference, almost certainly getting questions about some of that kind of stuff, the off-season criticism of like Mike Bobo, Stacey Sarles, for instance. If Kirby comes anywhere close to being as open, as honest, as candid about, yes, we know we need to get better, last year wasn't good enough, I think it'll be interesting to see if Kirby comes close to doing that, because in his post-game press conference in the Sugar Bowl, he kind of didn't. He sort of played it a little bit more politically, which is sometimes his prerogative, but the players themselves have been pretty honest. I think it'll be interesting to note if Kirby matches that or not when he speaks next week.
Well, I think we all agree that it wasn't as good as it should have been or could have been. Did they say why? Because that would have been my follow-up. Is okay, we agree that it wasn't as good as it could have been. All you Georgia offensive players that aren't in the program anymore, what was the reason for why it was like that?
Well, in the case of guys like Tate and others, they kind of put it on themselves, saying, hey, we could have executed better. I mean, Etienne and Tate both have their version of that. Mm-hmm. But in the case of Kirby Smart, you know, he has a tendency sometimes not to – I mean, you know, whatever we might universally agree as the obvious truth, Smart has a way of just sort of not playing along with that narrative. And like I said, in the post-game press conference, the Sugar Bowl, you know, he's like, listen, I think our offense has been good. We've just played a really tough schedule and this and that. You know, if Kirby does not want to play along and if he doesn't want to give oxygen to a narrative, then he just won't. And it doesn't matter if you think he's lying or not, or let's not say lying, if he's not being as candid as he could be or not, he doesn't care. And I do think it'll be interesting to see how much he cares or doesn't care about kind of furthering a narrative that's obviously existed around his program.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you a couple of basketball questions, but real quick before I get to the current one. Have you ever seen a more nice, more structured, more organized court storming event than what Georgia had last week?
It was really something. I mean, like a very procedurally well-executed type deal where you wait until the Florida team's off the floor, and then you kind of go out there. The TV, I guess, missed it, so they didn't get the money shot on TV, but there was some nice social media of that. Josh Brooks done a good job kind of, I guess, managing the students this year when it comes to that kind of thing. I do think the SEC's, and I don't blame this on Georgia, this is a league-wide thing, I think the SEC's obsession with, like, preventing court storming is a little bit weird, to be honest with you. I mean, I understand the injury and whatnot. I don't completely discount that. I just think it's kind of – I thought there was a little too much obsession with that in some of the SEC games I've watched this year. But Georgia was certainly very organized how they went about it. It was kind of an interesting thing from a logistics standpoint to observe.
It kind of feels like the right balance to me. Like,
okay, well, y'all can storm.
You can storm, but let's get the guys off the floor. And if everyone's sort of like in agreement on that, then it seemed like, and everyone was, and Kirby was out there helping and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, that's the issue with storming the court, right? Is especially the opposing players and the home fans that may have had a couple beverages before the game, you know, getting after it. Like, I don't know if that's what it takes to allow it. To me, it felt okay. Like, I just. It does. It kind of neuters it a little bit, but maybe it makes it safer. I'm not sure.
So here's my problem, and I'll say this kind of quick. And this is not just a Georgia issue. This has been all across the league this year. When they start with like 2 minutes to go, making all these, you know, court storming announcements. Listen, Georgia's had a lot of second half collapse.
Right. They still needed to win.
They've had a hard time closing out leads. And so I've got my team on the floor up like a basket, and I got the PA announcer like, hey, y'all be careful about storming the floor. It's like, somebody's going to get embarrassed around that scenario before, sometime in the future. Hopefully it's not Georgia, but somebody in the SEC is going to have that happen to them, because it's definitely a juxtaposition of talking about court storming while the team on the floor is actually trying to beat a team that hadn't beaten in, you know, what seems like two decades.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Had Georgia blown that game.
Oh, God.
And they had been talking about, and they almost did, and then talking about storming the court, all the Florida guys are probably like, all right, come on, guys. You storming or what? No? You're not going to do that? All right.
That's exactly right.
Does beating Florida when they're ranked third in basketball, where does that sort of equate to beating Florida in the cocktail?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Party for you.
Well, I mean, it doesn't even appear on the same, universe. But I will tell you this, is as Georgia's gotten better at football, a lot of the Georgia's rivals have taken solace in, well, y'all can be, football school. And they sort of treat that like it somehow like diminishes Georgia that it's a football school, as if they wouldn't love to be good at football. And so they like, hey, we're an everything school, or we're also interested in other sports. So because of the fact that a lot of these Georgia rivals, Florida is certainly an example of this, have retreated to other sports because of the fact that football hasn't treated them very well, when Georgia then invades that turf too, I do enjoy that part of it, the petty part of me. But listen, I mean, nothing compares to a great win at football.
Nothing signifies a white football argument more than when you start talking about your school's Olympic sports.
Oh, God.
It's like, well, how many diving championships do you have? Okay. Oh, all right.
So the only thing worse than that's academic.
I've resorted to that.
But we used to do that, BA, because we used to do that back in the day, because Georgia, we won all the damn swim medals. And gymnastics.
All those individual sports where you have a private coach you pay like $250,000 to, Georgia was killing it in all of those sports.
I won't claim innocence on the academic thing. When we were losing 12 straight years to Oregon and their fans were yelling at me, Anything I had, I would try to use. All right, BA, we appreciate it.
When you're on the ground in the street fight, if you have to grab a bottle, you just sort of grab to use
anything I had. Great stuff, as always.
Appreciate it, B.
Thank y'all very much.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast.
Our graduation rate.